Special case of overtime. I don't have a client tonight. I do have to make a living sometimes, so I do studio work for clients at late nights, but I don't have a client tonight, so we can do the overtime mode for a little while. All right, we've got four callers on the line. Okay, three callers on the line. We've got Jeff from Maryland, Ron from California, Jesse from Texas. And another caller that wants to know, it looks like he's just listening because the listener line switches over to Alex Jones replays at midnight. So, okay, so he's listening and he wants to know more about Mike's CD. Okay, so let's go to Jesse in Texas. I'm sorry, Jeff from Maryland. Says that when he's one of Mike's friends. Jeff, thanks for calling in. What's your question for our guest?
Well, I was, I had promised Mike that I would call in.
Oh, it's Jeff Sedgwick. Hey.
Yeah.
How's it going?
If I saw something that didn't get covered that I thought ought to be covered, that I would call in and slip a little reminder in there. And sure enough, just before the call ended, he mentioned overshadowing.
So he blew, he stole your thunder.
But I was already locked in. at the same time, I've listened to about 90% of the call of the broadcast, but I don't remember if Mike mentioned what the young lady in Oklahoma did to the debt collector just prior to having launched her suit. Mike, do you remember? Hello?
Oh, wait, hold on. Mike's somehow gone. He got muted. I don't know how that happened. I didn't mute him.
I don't see him on.
Oh, he's gone. Okay, hold on.
All right, well.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, it's your fault, Jeff. You called in.
You didn't kill him with the phone
he saw,
bridge, did you?
Yeah, he heard your voice and hung up. What's the deal?
Hold on.
Okay. Well, he might do it. Did he call in on his mobile? Because it may have run out of battery.
Yeah, he's calling back.
Yeah, he called back in.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's the mobile.
Okay.
So he kind of missed.
Mike, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you heard Jeff's voice and hung up.
That's it.
Okay.
Dad, how are
you? Every time I call him, he demands to know what it is that why I'm calling. What do I want? you and I prior to the beginning of the broadcast had a little brief conversation in which you said that if I saw any small detail that I thought was significant, that I would call in and remind you of it. And I called in to remind you of overshadowing, and just before the end of the call, you handled it.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
And as I was telling Deborah and Randy and Eddie, I was on 90% of the call, so yep. I don't know if you actually handled or spoke to what the young lady in Oklahoma did just prior to the litigation.
No, I didn't. We're talking about so much, but yeah, I can speak on that if you want me to.
I think you should because it goes to employing just a little bit of ingenuity.
Yeah.
And before I surrender here, just to expand on the uses of this.
Yeah.
Mike and I have set up an HOA attorney
mm-hmm.
to be taken into federal court. On the FDCPA,
yep.
At the same time we're going in on the FDCPA, we're dragging state law for felonious slander of title in with it.
Yep.
So it is a multi-pronged, multi-faceted way of dealing with things. So just to let your listening audience know that this has more than just say car loans or credit cards. This can be employed in a number of different directions.
Yeah.
In the meantime, go ahead, take it away with the. I'm not going to mention her name. That's going to be up to you.
Right. Well, the first name is okay. Her name's Marcy, and she's a young lady, and I said 35. She's in law school, and she's not going to be a lawyer, but she's in law school. Anyway, she loves to research stuff, and I would not want to come up against her arguing because she's pretty aggressive, okay? But she's to the facts of things. That's what I like about her. She just, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you doing it that way? Well, anyway, she went after, I talked about this case earlier, she had a claim in her credit report for $268 for a year for a loan she never had at some school she never went to. And this credit card, this debt collector was calling her out of Illinois and just harassing her, not getting out of her credit report. She took him into court, and just before she took him into federal court, she pulled a real fast one. You know, there's a lot of strategies you use and when you're up against these guys, and you learn them, and they really work. She really pulled a fast one, and the fast one she pulled was that she called every law firm in the surrounding Oklahoma City area where she lives that represents debt collectors and talk to them about her case. And the point is that is called a conflict of interest. So if the debt collector called them up and said, I want you to handle this case for me, and they brought him on, she could immediately say, he can't handle that case. It's conflict of interest. I talked to that guy a couple of weeks ago. So I don't know how many she called, but she was pretty focused on doing that to kind of stipend who they're going to get to represent them in the federal court. I thought that was pretty neat.
So did I.
So now they have to. So now they have to hire someone out of the area.
Yep, well, she just increased their expenses exponentially.
Yep, and no, they got that, and she's got a guy that don't even want to talk to her. The lawyer doesn't even want to talk to her. However, he told her last week that his client is willing to settle, and he should have a settlement offer in about 2 weeks.
maybe
this is great stuff
here. Law
school. Great stuff.
And, you know, I walked her through some of the stuff. She learned it, and once you learn how to do this, it's a lot of fun because you know you just know what they're going to do and you know what they're going to say. And when you know that, you can be prepared. And it's just like rolling out of bed in the morning. You put your 2 feet on the floor. That's it. Nothing gets simpler. I'm a very aggressive person when it comes to this. I suggest to people when you come up against these guys to go investigate them and see who you're coming up against. Debt collectors, go look at them in Pacer and see how many times they've been sued. Now you really know who you're coming up against. Go check the lawyer that they hire. Go check him or her out in Pacer and see if he's ever been in federal court. A lot of stuff you can know, and I put it very simply, very old saying, know thy enemy. Know thy enemy. And then you know who you're coming up against. It's just a strategy that you use.
Excellent.
Okay, good. Okay. We have a couple more calls.
Yeah, do you have anything else, Jeff?
No, that's it.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Okay, we are now going to Ron in California, and I'm having a little bit of trouble here with my mouse. Randy, can you punch Ron in? Randy?
Yeah, I'm punching him in.
Okay, great.
Where'd he go?
For a second there, I was thinking your mouse was not the only problem we were having here.
No, somebody muted my mic, and
Okay, I got it. Ron, thanks for calling in. What's your question for our guest, Mike?
Thanks, everybody. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
The 72-point letter that you talk about for a notice of lawsuit?
Yep.
What else is in that? What's the second part of that?
Well, it just basically says, the open document says on the very top, a notice of pending lawsuit, nice and, you know, Roman-style letters, and 72-point, and then it drops down to the bottom, and it says you have until such and such a date to respond to this. I will entertain your settlement agreement. Barring lack of response from you in this matter, we will proceed to the federal courts to resolve. And I might get a little wise-assy in there. Excuse my English. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make the mistake of ignoring this. The ball is in your court. Cure or be sued. And I just sign it with my contact information underneath. That's it.
Okay,
and that, lay that over the top of the pen, of the actual complaint, and then they can decide what they want to do.
Okay. So what you're just doing is noticing them and then giving them what? How many days to cure?
10 days.
10 days. And on
yep.
the 11th day?
11th day, I go down to federal court and file.
Okay. And that's...
Now, if they... happen to respond to you on the 11th day, and they say, oh, geez, you know, we were just, you know, okay, well, no problem. You only owe me the court costs now, so plus, you know, whatever settlement agreement we come to. Well, if you don't want to do it, you know, no problem. We'll just move ahead in the federal court. Why would they be calling you up wanting to settle if they didn't want to do it? You know, that's their problem that they didn't respond in time, not you.
Mm-hmm. In other words, they're showing good faith at that point that they're serious about doing something about getting rid of the issue.
Exactly. And you're in one of the best federal court areas in the country. The 10th Circuit out there is very, very sympathetic to consumers.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
good. I won't go into all the details, but this entails my parent, who's 91 years old. And I.
Oh, my God.
I think that's going to... elicit some sympathy from from the whole situation.
Oh yeah.
Banksters preying on elderly people.
Yeah.
Man, that's not going to go over well at all.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. So anyway, I thank you folks, and it's been a wonderful program, and you guys are getting better and better and better and better.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
And have a good evening.
All right. Thank you.
You.
Right. Good night.
Good night. Okay, we got one more caller here on the line, Jesse from Texas. Okay, Jesse, thanks for calling in. What's your question for our guest?
Well, excellent show tonight. And I just wanted the correct spelling for the website on Your Remedy.
Your Remedy is in the law. That's all. Just everything run together. Your Remedy is in the law.com.
Okay, could you spell remedy for me?
R-E-M-E-D-Y.
R-E-M-E-D-Y?
E-D-Y. Remedy. Yep. R-E-M-E-D-Y. Remedy. Your remedy is in the law. And when you go and sign up there, there's no cost or anything involved. They'll ask you your email address to register, and then you'll get an email notice back saying you're all set to go, and you'll be able to access the site. And they do a lot there like we do here, not as, many hours, but they do mortgage stuff, they do fair credit, debt collection, they do traffic tickets, all that kind of stuff. So the purpose of the email is that once you get signed up there, you'll get an email of the next show that's coming up, and it just tells you, hey, we're going to be discussing this tonight. If you're interested, tune in. And, you know, you're under no obligation to tune in, but it's nice to know. Sometimes you get stuff in there that you're interested in. Real simple.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And when you go in there, you just go under information providers. You'll see the button, and you click on that. You'll see all the names come up, and I'm in that list. I think there's about 10 or 15 names in there as information providers. And you'll see my name. You click on that. You'll see the disc.
Okay, Mike, what is your last name, Mike?
M-I-R-R-A-S. Miras. M-I-R-R-A-S.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Okay, that's all the callers for tonight, except there was one other caller who didn't want to go on the air. He just wanted more, basically just more information about your CD.
Yeah.
And I guess I had a question, too. Is there, can people pay with PayPal?
I don't know. I think so. Forgive me, I don't know.
That's okay.
I guess I should have asked that question. I'm guessing they can. But there's enough contact information there to, you know, to find out from the host of that site, so on and so forth. I never looked. I never thought about it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there's different payment options.
I know there's credit cards, and I'm guessing that knowing the guy that runs this, I'm pretty sure that he would have PayPal in there.
Okay. So do you want to give us any more information about your CD for our listener?
Well, it's available. It's a step-by-step way of doing this stuff. So, obviously, it doesn't have everything we discussed in there because it would be a Bible by the time you got done with it. But this gets you started. It gets your feet wet. It's mainly directed at the debt collectors. There's different ways of handling the creditors as opposed to just debt collector versus just the creditor. And then there's ways of handling the credit bureaus, which we haven't even gotten into, okay? How do you sue the credit bureau? How do you get them to do stuff? And it's a little different, all basically violations of fair credit, a little bit different approach. But that might be a call for another night. And the document is very easy to read, very easy to understand. Takes you through some situations, shows you the complaints, what they look like. It shows you the business plan to prepare for 26F. You even have the stuff in there for default judgment. So if they don't answer in 20 days, that document is there. You can see what that looks like. And also the competency document that you add to your default judgment, that the point that the defendant is competent, it's not a child, et cetera, and you prepare all that stuff and you take it into the clerk, and if they don't answer, well, you get yourself a default judgment, and that's in there. What can you do with a default judgment is in there? You know, you can seize their bank accounts, you can seize their trucks if they got them, you can seize furniture. The best part I like about it, what I would do, if I got a default judgment, the first thing I would do is I would contact Dun & Bradstreet and put the judgment in their credit report because you're the only one who can remove it.
There you go.
And I'll close on that note.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, for real.
Yep.
All right, well, Mike, thank you so very much, and I just want to encourage all the listeners again to get Mike's CD. By the way, we're not getting a cut off of this. We just believe it's good information. And, you know, for it's like $300. I mean, most people will have at least that much headroom on their credit card. So use up some of that headroom before you stop making the payments and get Mike's CD. And, you know, and for ours as well, the seminar, the webcast, we're going to, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do the webinar if we have enough interest. We certainly will be recording it and selling that after the fact. And, you know, people for the cost of a speeding ticket, you know, one speeding ticket and one failure to show proof of insurance, you can learn how to basically never be harassed by these traffic issues again here, at least in the state of Texas for sure. And I'm sure this information will carry over to other states as well. The basic principles surely will. So
I guarantee you the case law can be used in other states once we get done with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Mike, very much for joining us tonight. We really, really appreciate it. And I guess that's all for this evening. We will be back Monday night. And, folks, definitely tune in Monday night. We'll be having Attorney Gary Creep join us to discuss the hearing that he's going to be attending on Monday, representing his clients regarding the eligibility of Obama, or the lack thereof, to be president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see y'all Monday.